So-and-so was a killer. This one had a killer smile. A killer act. But it was all such incredible bullshit. All of these people were wimps. They didn't know what real killing was all about. But he sure did. And he knew something else. He liked it a lot. Even more than he thought he would. And he was good at it. He had the sudden urge to pull his gun at the office and start shooting everything that moved, squeaked, or squealed. But hell, that was just a fantasy. A little harmless daydreaming. It would never measure up to the real story. His story. Mary's story. Which was so much better.
Chapter 28.
Alex, your office at the FBI called so many times I had to stop answering the phone. Good Lord, what is wrong with those people?
My great-aunt Tia was holding forth at the kitchen table at home, admiring the colorful scarf we had brought her as thanks for house-sitting while we were in California. Nana sat next to Tia, sorting through a thick stack of mail. Our cat Rosie was in the kitchen and looked a bit heavier, if I wasn't mistaken. She rubbed hard up against my legs as if to say, "I'm mad you left, but I'm glad you're back. Tia sure is a fine cook." I was glad to be back, too. I think we all were. Christine's taking Alex away to Seattle had more or less ended our vacation, at least the joy in it. My one conversation with her had been tense and also sad. She and I were both so controlled, so intent on not losing our temper, that we ended up with almost nothing to say. But Christine worried me. The ups and downs, the inconsistencies I saw all the time these days.